Senhor. הייתי לסנת קוינג.
שגיד הקדיש לבן?
הו?
תראו שגיד הקדיש לבן?
יא, מתוק גם הקוצה יש אבס. אז כאן זה נשתה עום גמחת, אבל... Okay, first of all, after Maariv, if you didn't do Kiddush Levana, there's a beautiful Levana outside. Okay, continue on where we left off. So we discussed Erev Pesach in the morning. We discussed B'dikas, finishing B'dikas Chametz, the burning of the Chametz, the nullification of the Chametz. We learned that you don't see Mizmor L'Soyd Erev Pesach. We learned why. Now, there's a din of Erev Pesach like this. Erev Pesach is a little bit of a Yom Tov. So therefore, for instance, cutting nails and taking a haircut should be done before midday. What's midday? In LA, it's 12:52. Before Chatzay Seyem, which is 12:52. So if you're taking a haircut or cutting nails, it should be done before 12:52. If you didn't do it before 12:52, meaning that you woke up in the afternoon that you need a haircut or cut your nails, so cutting the nails you're allowed to do, but a haircut you can only do through a guy. A Jew shouldn't give you a haircut, it could be done through a non-Jew. Okay, we also discussed about not eating food of the murder and the chareses.
Better to have a goy cut your nails, though?
No.
Why the difference between hair and nails?
Okay, whatever.
So then cut your own hair, if you just clip your own hair. If you're
doing it. If you're not Jewish, you could do it.
You have to find out addressing the thing, because back then we were...
I told you, if you're Jewish, then you shouldn't cut your own hair, Erev Pesach, after midday. I know, yes, same question every year for the past 10 years.
The nail thing I saw opportunity.
Okay, next. Okay, now, you have to keep in mind, the first Seder is Friday night. So therefore, because it's Friday night and Shabbos, there's a lot of things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos that you normally would be allowed to do on Yom Tov. So without getting into a whole Megillah, bottom line is, everything on the Seder plate, such as the salt water you have to make before Shabbos, the chareitzah should be made before Shabbos. Everything needs to be made before Shabbos, because otherwise certain things, when it comes Shabbos, you have a question how to do it. Ideally, the Seder should begin as soon as possible after nightfall. You can't begin the Seder before nightfall, because the Gemara says like this. The Torah says you have to eat matzah at night. Balayla azeh. So you have to eat matzahs at night. When the Chacham instituted the four cups of wine, they instituted the same way like the matzah. There what the Chacham said, the four cups of wine, you also have to drink at night. So the first cup is Kiddush, which is the first of the four cups, so you obviously have to begin after nightfall. Which in LA, you can already, 8 o'clock, you can make Kiddush. Now, because it's, so first of all, it's interesting. By Maariv, because it's Friday night, there's a lot of different customs. We begin Mizmor L'David, because Friday night, we don't begin L'chun Aran, we begin Mizmor L'David. Our minigas go straight through all the L'chodedis, and then you go to a Friday night Maariv, except the Shmon Esrei, the Amida, is the Shmon Esrei, the Amida of Sholosh Regalim, of Yom Tov, and you add the Shabbos additions. What's very interesting is Chabad Kassim is only Chabad Kassim. The whole Hasidic world says Hallel both night after Maariv. Complete Hallel. There's a whole issue in the history of the Jewish people with the Chassidim and the Misnagdim, with all the, without getting into the political issue of it. Chassidim had a lot of Mesiras Nefesh, to, even in this Ramah city, when the Ramah writes that we don't have a minig of saying Hallel, the Chassidim had a lot of Mesiras Nefesh to say Hallel after Maariv, the first two nights of Pesach. So we say the entire, I mean Maariv, like we said, and you have the whole Hallel. You don't say, you say Vayechulu, you don't say Bracha Achas Mein Sheva, well, whatever, when you get to Shul, we'll say what needs to be done. Okay, the Seder needs to begin right away. B'chlal and Aloch, it says in Armadig is that everything should be set up before, except the actual Seder plate, the Ka'ara, that should be set up after Maariv when you come home. But everything in the table should be set. I mean, everything should be ready on the table. The only thing you need to do is to set up the Seder plate. Now, the Seder plate, the Seder plate itself is basically, there's the accepted traditional Seder plate, you know, the Zeraya and the egg and the mortar and the karpas and the chareses and the karpas and the chazeres. Interestingly, that is Arizal Seder plate. Because if you look in the poskim, in halacha, they don't have the Seder plate the way we have it. The way we do it today, b'chlal, and the majority of the world does it according to the Arizal Pi Kabbalah. What's interesting, Chabad has an interest, not only Chabad, but people, Chabad has this custom also, that we put the Seder plate directly on top of the matzah. Which means like this. At the bottom of the matzahs, we have a plate, a tray. Then we put a matzah, separate it with a cloth or another matzah, or another a napkin. Put the second matzah, separate it, the top matzah, and then we cover it with something waterproof. A lot of people use aluminum foil because it's just practical. And then we put the Seder plate directly on top of the matzahs. Not separate, but we have this, the three matzahs and the Seder plate directly on top of the matzahs. Why do we do it that way? Because the Seder plate, according to the Arizal, is right, left, center, which is Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Chayyid, Yisoid. The plate at the bottom of the matzahs is Malchus, Ka'ara, it's Keili, it's Klei Kibul, it's a receptacle, which is a level of Malchus, and the three matzahs are Chochma, Bina, and Das. So therefore, when you have the Seder plate like that, so you have all 10 spheres together. So you have the three matzahs at the bottom. In fact, there's an interesting argument in Kabbalah itself. When you have the three matzahs, is it Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, or Yisrael, Levi, Kohen? In other words, Levi is for sure the middle one. The question is the top one, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, or is it Yisrael, Levi, Kohen? And the difference is it Keli, Kli, which is Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, or is it Yelech, Yisrael, Levi, Kohen? Whichever way it is, it is. But, so you have the Seder plate, and you put, again, now, just to go quickly, what do we use for the actual things on the Seder plate? There's a lot of different customs. I'm just telling you what Chabad custom is. For the Zeraya, it's called in English the sheng bone, but we don't use the sheng bone. We use a neck of a chicken, roasted, and most of the meat of the chicken neck taken off. So that's what we use for Zeraya. For Beitza, we use a hard-boiled egg. For Mordor, we use romaine lettuce and horseradish. For the Karpas, we use, our custom is, the Rebbe writes, either potato or onion. In our custom itself, it's better to use an onion rather than potato. And then you have the Chareses. Again, there's a lot of different customs how you make Chareses. The Rebbe writes that years ago, in the Chareses, was apples, pears, nuts, ginger, and cinnamon. That's what the Rebbe writes, but the Rebbe writes in the Agada that our custom is not to use ginger or cinnamon, because it was a question about chametz, whatever it was years ago. So the Pelon Chabad, we don't eat ginger or cinnamon on Pesach, and therefore the chareis is basically, according to our custom, is apples, pears, and nuts. That's it. A lot of people have a lot of different customs. What? Nuts.
We have a lot of nuts.
You're missing the Persian.
I said the Persian one has dates and raisins and probably 30 other fruits. That's why I said this is what we're talking, Chabad custom, not... you should know, you look in Halacha and Minhagim, Sfarim of Minhagim, there's... And that's the beauty of Yiddishkeit. The beauty of Yiddishkeit, we said so many times, if you have a picture that has only one color, it's not nice. What's the beauty of a picture? Different colors blending together in harmony. When you have many colors, different colors, and by the way, many colors contrast against each other. Right? But when you blend them together, you create a beautiful piece of work. You have a symphony. What's a symphony? You have many, many different instruments, which really clash against each other. But when you blend together in a symphony, so you have a beautiful symphony. So what's Yiddishkeit? The fact that there's so many minhagim and there's so many details like this, this is the beauty of Yiddishkeit. And each minig is extremely holy. The Maril writes, is brought down in Halacha. The Maril writes, not the Maral, the Maril was before the Maral, writes that there isn't anything in the Seder that doesn't have a very deep meaning to it. Everything in the Seder has an extremely deep meaning. It might look not important, it might look petty, it might whatever. Everything in the Seder is extremely important. So therefore you keep the customs of the Seder. Okay, what did we do? Okay, let's mention 709, whatever the times of Mincha. So after Maitiv, then we say Halal, and then you go home. Again, you're supposed to start the Seder right away. So, the first cup is Kiddush. Now, Halacha says like this. It's preferable by the four cups to drink the entire cup at one time. Even though by Kiddush during the year, it really doesn't matter. Even L'chatchila, you could drink what's called Rov Kos, the majority of the cup, or Mali Lugma, whatever it is. But Pesach, it says, it's preferable to drink the entire cup of wine. So therefore, Halacha says it's better to have a smaller cup, which is the amount, rather than and drink the whole thing. The shear, according to the way we pascha from Chaim Noy, is 3 ounces. Yeah? It's better to have a 3 ounce cup and drink the whole cup than have a 5 ounce cup and drink more than half. So it's better to have a cup that's a proper shear. Now,
how many grams is this ounce?
86. In fact, he brings down that the word kos, chav, vav, samach equals 86. Yeah. Got it?
No, kos, begimataria, 86.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Except I said in English.
I heard you.
Okay, good. So now, huh? What? According to many opinions in Avraham Chaim Noah, it's 2.9 ounces, just for the record. There was a time they said 3.5, then they went down to 3.3, then they went down to 3.1. And I'm talking in the Svarim that, if 3 ounce cup is enough, you want to get more, some poskim right. If it's Friday night, you have 4.2 ounces, but 3 ounces is enough. Now, normally, during the year, how does it work? So you have a family, right? Oh, by the way, there's another difference between Sephardim and Ashkenazim. In the Sephardic community, only one person has a Seder plate, right? That's the way it works. That's it. Okay, in the Ashkenazim community, and we do this also, all the men have their own Seder plate. What is it dependent on? By the way, it's interesting. It's a halacha disagreement, by the way. It's a question in halacha. The Sephardim are of the opinion that when one person has a Seder plate, then everybody's joining in one, so it's what's called Roiv Am Hadras Melech. When you have a lot of people, it glorifies the king. And our custom is, and most Ashkenazim also, they have a custom that everybody, all the men, you know, over by mitzvah at least, have their own Seder plate. Because then you're doing the mitzvah yourself. Now during the year, how do you make Kiddush? You make Kiddush, the head of the household makes Kiddush, and then you give a little bit to everybody and they drink the wine. The yes, even if they don't drink the wine, but it's better to drink the wine. Pesach, he can't do that. Why? Because everybody needs 4 cups of wine. Because all of the obligations of the Pesach evening, men and women are 100% equal. Men have to drink 4 cups of wine, women have to drink 4 cups of wine, men have to eat a kazayis matzah, women have to eat a kazayis matzah. There's no difference between men and women in the obligation. What?
4 cups of wine,
the Rabbanon. It's based, the reason, the Chalmasim, for the 4 Lashonis of, one of the reasons, for the 4 expressions of redemption. But the actual 4 cups of wine is Midrabbanon. The only biblical matzah, the only biblical eating that we have the night of the Pesach Seder is the matzah. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Marad was also biblical. Al matzah sum reir miyachlu. But nowadays, marad is rabbinic, because the only time the Torah says to eat marad is together with the Korban Pesach. Al matzis umreir miyachluhu. So, and that's the only mention of marad. So therefore, when there was a Korban Pesach, then the mitzvah of marad was biblical. Together with the Korban Pesach, you had to have marad and matzah. Now that we don't have a Korban Pesach, so the mitzvah of marad is rabbinic. Matzah, the Torah says separately, ba'erev teichlu matzis. So matzah, the Torah doesn't only connect to the Korban Pesach, it's a mitzvah by itself to eat matzah. So there are other biblical mitzvahs that night. For instance, the Haggadah is biblical. It's an argument if Hallel, the night of Pesach, is biblical or not. There's different opinions about that. But basically, the eating mitzvah, which is biblically, the only mitzvah biblically, is a mitzvah of eating matzah.
I have a small question.
Yeah.
Before the Kadesh, Urchatz, why only Urchatz have a Vav extra? Otherwise, no Vav. Kadesh, Urchatz, Motzi Matzah, but only Urchatz, you have especially Vav.
Now, what do you think the answer is?
I don't know. If I know, I will not ask it, Rabbi.
I'll tell you one answer.
Okay.
And then you can ask me why that, but that will leave for somewhere else. All the signs, the 15 simonim of the Seder, are two syllables. Ka, desh, kar, pas. Ya, chatz, ma, gid, roch, tzol, right? The chatz is one syllable. So it says, the Rebbe brings us down in Agadah. We say ur chatz, then it becomes to ur chatz. So to make it, there's one answer, there's another answer also, a bunch of answers. But the answer is that then it follows all the other sequences of two syllables, versus one. Okay, so we continue.